Hey, it's Brother Jim. On to part five, Mark Bullen's sermon, Building an Ark. We're going to finish this up. We're getting there.
About the state of his churches. Number two, only biblical churches remain in the lampstand.
Here Mark's talking about the churches of Revelation. Listen in.
Is your church just as good as Ephesus? That's not going to work. Not okay. There's something Ephesus was lacking. Ephesus is warned, if they don't repent, they're going to lose their candlestick, their place in the lampstand, okay? Not being as good as Ephesus is not okay. We find that God expects his churches to be biblically pure in doctrine and practice. No Jezebel, no Nicolaitan, no Balaamites.
All right, so Mark's talking about, he loves to talk about the churches in Revelation 2 and 3. Mark teaches that the angels in Revelation 2 or 3 are the pastors. What a lie. I have an article on that. The angels in Revelation 2 and 3 are angels, just as the Bible talks about in other places. But let's go and look at what he's talking about in Revelation 2 and 3. Mark Bullen likes to talk about salvation as a collective. He will tell you that you are going to be saved in that church body along with all the other believers, and that your body's got to be this and that in order to make it. Let me read some scripture to you. Okay, so if we look at Revelation 2, Mark mentioned Ephesus, and it talks about, remember wherefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do thy first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly and will remove thy candlestick out of its place, except thou repent. So Mark likes to talk about the church losing its candlestick if the church isn't doing exactly what Christ says. He makes salvation a collective in the body. That's not true. You know why? Because in Revelation 2 and 3, it always goes on then to say this. Verse 7, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit say unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat to the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Individuals in a body are saved by their faith and saved by their obedience because they've been born of God. We don't all go together. All right, this is where Mark Bullen's very wrong. He tells them, we're all in the same ship together. We're all going to sink and go to hell, or we're all going to go to heaven, basically. He won't say it that way, but that's what he teaches. But I just read to you, it warns the body about their candlestick, but it says, to him that overcomes. Let's look at another verse. Okay, in Revelation 2, he says to the church of Thyatira, he warns them, okay, notwithstanding I have a few things against thee, verse 20, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, he warns them, right? And then he says in verse 24, but unto you I say, unto the rest in Thyatira, as many as I have this, have not this doctrine, and which have not known the depths of Satan, as they speak, I will put upon you no other burden. Go read Revelation 2 and 3. It's a consistent pattern of the bodies being warned, and then individuals promise salvation if they endure and overcome. Mark Bullen has that all wrong, because he's got to scare people. They got to stay in his program so he can have his legacy, so he can put up his building. That's not what the scriptures teach. We're all going to be judged individually for our salvation by our faith in Christ. Have we been born from above? Have we obeyed his fruit? We're not going to be held in some collective because of a New Testament body. Can you imagine? You're in a New Testament body and your bishop goes corrupt and God throws you all into hell because of that corrupt bishop. Would that be a fair, just, loving father? No. That would be a diabolical Calvinist God. And I know Mark doesn't believe in Calvinism. So keep that in mind. Mark's got it all wrong when he's talking about the revelation bodies and getting it all right as a collective. That is heresy. Let's keep going.
Number one, God is very concerned about the state of his churches. Number two, only biblical churches remain in the lampstand. Children growing up, going to Sunday school, concerned about the state of his churches. Number two, only biblical churches remain in the lampstand. Is your church just as good as Ephesus? That's not going to work. Not okay. There's something Ephesus was lacking. Ephesus is warned, if they don't repent, they're going to lose their candlestick, their place in the lampstand, okay? Not being as good as Ephesus is not okay. We find that God expects his churches to be biblically pure in doctrine and practice. No Jezebel, no Nicolaitane, no Balaamites, okay? Or it jeopardizes the entire body. We learn that God...
So right there, Mark talks about just what I was talking about, that if the body's going to be judged and removed, that means everyone loses their hope of salvation. I just read to you from Revelation 2 where that's not true. Salvation is an individual thing between you and Christ. Being part of a New Testament body is the fruit of that salvation in Christ. Don't be deceived by false teachers like Mark trying to hold together their man-made program to scare you, thinking you got to submit to him, give your 10% in your offerings, help him build his legacy, or you have no hope. Christ is your hope. Christ is the head of the body of Christ. The Bible teaches that all over. Not Mark Bullen. Not a program. We'll keep going.
Lastly, we know that God will excommunicate a church which will not walk in all the light he gives.
All right, so let's go back to that just to reiterate that point. So God will excommunicate a body that does not walk in all of his light. He's using that to scare people because they think, oh no, we're going to lose our salvation if we're not part of this biblical body. Remember what I read to you. Let me read another verse to you. Okay, so I read to you from Revelation 2 where it talks about the bodies being judged and then individually people walking with the Lord and being faithful and receiving their reward in him. How about Revelation 3, verse 3? Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard and hold fast and repent. If thou, therefore, thou shalt not watch, I shall come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I come upon thee. He had just told them that they had things wrong, right? This is Sardis. Verse 4, thou hast a few names even in Sardis which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment. Once again, scripture proving to you that collective salvation in a body is not true. Mark Bullen is lying, and that's heresy, just like he lies. The angels in Revelation 2 and 3 are pastors. Oh no, there was never one man over the body of Christ. Those were truly spirit beings, angels. But let's get back. We're finishing up with Mark Bullen.
Only claim on God's grace. Our only claim of being eligible for his eternal salvation is our faithful working of his present program. If you're not working the present program, you will get no more direction for the future. If Noah...
So there you go. So Mark just alludes, doesn't allude, he says it exactly. That's your only claim to grace. Is you got to be working the New Testament program that Mark has came up in his own mind with, or you have no hope of grace to come. Do you know how many people that rules out in the last days when there's very few saints, when there's scattered bodies and no established bodies and saints and the remnants spread all over? Mark Bullen's theology does not cover all things. That's a problem. It only covers his program. his building system, his lording over bishop, his false systems and theology. That's why we know it's false. Whereas God's word covers all things. People walk in the knowledge, the truth, the grace, and the circumstance therein, and God will give them grace for that. Mark says, if you don't do it his way in his program, that's your only claim to grace. Those people sit in the pews doing it in fear, drinking his program Kool-Aid. We're hoping some of them wake up. Let's keep going.
That which would disqualify a church from Christ's candlestick in the first century will disqualify a church today.
Right.
Well, that's probably true, and Mark Bullen's in big trouble because he's going to be disqualified as a prideful, arrogant, one man lording over, chairman of the board, downplaying the blood of Christ, and teaching people spiritual dead religion when Revelation 2 and 3 says, don't be lukewarm, don't be cold. He wants us, we know what the Lord wants. He wants us hot. He will spew us out of his mouth if we're lukewarm, will he not? That's what Mark's teaching there. A lukewarm system, man-made program.
That which would label one a heretic in the first century will label one a heretic today.
Yes, that's true. And Galatians 1 says, if you preach a different gospel, Paul preached Christ crucified. If you preach a different gospel, you're accursed and you're a heretic. That would be Mark Bullen's problem. Also teaching a false Jesus, 2 Corinthians. I fear for him.
Is your life wrapped up in the building and maintaining of the ark God has given us to build for our temporal and eternal salvation?
So that's his charge, to get people wrapped up in building the ark, give their money. He beats them up for money and tithes and offerings. He said in a sermon not long ago, somebody gave $20,000. Oh, they're sacrificing for their building. The New Testament bodies didn't put up any buildings, Mr. Bullen. Other than the temple, which God ordained after that, there was no buildings being put up. Mark's not walking in the truth of Scripture. Mark's walking in that program, and he's got people convinced if their life's not wrapped up in that. Well, let's see. Jesus said, go preach the gospel in Mark and in Matthew, making disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey all things. And then what's the fruit of that? Jesus told us. I read it to you in Matthew 16. He will build his body. And in Acts 2, God added to the body. We're to live our lives for Christ. We're to go and preach the gospel. And then God brings people together. God adds to an assembly. God raises up men to be elders and deacons. You can't do that on your own. You can't build the body of Christ. Oh, but you can build a man-made false program. And that's what Mark has going on. That's what my testing is about, to expose that so people are not swept away. Mark has to fire them up to build his legacy when they should be fired up to go out and preach Jesus Christ crucified to the saving of people's souls. All they do is invite you to church. Dead man-made ritual religion. That's all it is.
That has your cause because you are a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that was the commission given to every one of his disciples. And the plan is for local New Testament churches to be planted over the world, where there can be teaching, baptizing, and teaching them to observe all things.
Yeah, so the problem here, hypocrisy here. When I was talking to Nathan, I said, instead of spending $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 on a building, whatever they're spending, maybe a lot more, why don't you guys break up and start bodies in other places and spread like the New Testament told us to do? Nathan said, we love each other. We all want to stay together. Mark is saying you're supposed to be establishing New Testament bodies, but Mark doesn't want to lose enough control or people to send anyone out to go do that. Why, Mark? Because there's not enough true believers in other places, are there? In fact, Mark doesn't bring anyone out of the world that I know of. Everybody in Mark's body that I know of, has come from Baptists or Mennonites or other religious bodies building on another man's false foundation, I would say, but not preaching the gospel out in the world as Jesus called us to do. If we're disciples of Jesus, Mark, we're supposed to go and preach the gospel. Jesus said, what I tell you in private, go preach it from the rooftop. Mark and them don't do that. They just invite you to church.
In the bodies that are planted, right? Then some people will travel and plant new ones. But nobody, if you're following...
So how come in all the years Mark's been doing this, no one that I know of has traveled and planted a new body for LFCF, yet they have all these men sitting in the pews? How come? Oh, Jeff Wallace left because he has a worldly, wicked, carnal family. And he told me he was a sister body of LFCF. Nathan said that's not true, it's a lie. So who's lying, Wallace or Nathan? And Mark is still advertising Jeff Wallace, even though he's worldly and wicked and carnal. What's going on? This is not a true New Testament body. This is a good old boy network of a man-made program.
Following the pattern of the apostles. They didn't just go out talking to a bunch of people and come back. No, they went out and established bodies, ordained elders, and led them to...
Oh, let's stop right there. They went out and established bodies and ordained elders. Mark doesn't do that. Mark has one elder, him, and one deacon, Jesse. He's got lots of men that have been there for years and years and years and years. No multiple elders there. Mark's not practicing the biblical model. He'll try to tell you James was the bishop in Jerusalem. James was one of the leaders. James was an apostle. Paul said, go and establish and ordain bishops in every town. Multiple men, it always was. So Mark is saying you should go and establish bodies. He doesn't do that. Mark's saying you should ordain elders. He doesn't do that. The Bible says we should go preach the biblical gospel. Mark doesn't do that. Do you see why I have a problem? Why I could never unite with Mark Bullen and the Bullenites? I hope you're seeing that.
Them to follow the pattern of the churches in Judea, which were in Christ Jesus before them. The foundation for all their belief, their practice, it refers back to the churches of Judea who were established before they were. Okay?
And again, go back and test Mark to the early New Testament bodies, and you'll find they look nothing like Mark Bullen's body. Coming up at minute 51:40, Mark says something really interesting, and I want to cover it. Actually, I think we're going to go on to part 6. Start fresh should be the last one coming up. Stay tuned.